Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes her laws. Boasted Jewish mega bankster, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, at the turn of the 19th century. And now, according to their plan, we face a one-world Zionist governance at the front door, in which a big brother borderless planet will be firmly in the hands of Rothschild financiers and their front organizations like the World Bank, the IMF, and the United Nations. And those who make the key laws in their so-called sovereign nations will do so at the mercy and the direction of these very same globalist money gangsters. Who are these global financiers? As always, I name the names. 1. Jacob Rothschild. He controls the European Central Bank. 2. Dominic Strauss-Kahn. He's the director of the International Monetary Fund. 3. Mervyn King, governor of the Central Bank of England. 4. Robert Zoellick, head of the World Trade Bank. 5. John Lipsky, managing director of the IMF. And 6. Ben Shalom Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank. And too many more to count. No Murphys, Smiths, Browns, or O'Learys here, my friends. Now, the first step in the arrival of the Antichrist, whom the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew, is the creation of a cashless society. In a recent Bilderberg conference, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner called for a global finance system. He was followed by a senior official of the European Central Bank who presented the creation of a cashless payment system across national borders. This is the first step right in our faces. The second step is the creation of compulsory worldwide national ID cards, all tied directly into centralized supercomputers. Many nations, such as Brussels, Germany, and the Netherlands, already have a national ID card system in place. Last summer, Senator Charles Chucky Schumer, a Zionist Jew, introduced his immigration reform bill, which requires all American citizens to carry a biometric national ID card with embedded information such as iris and fingerprint data, credit and criminal histories, DNA sequences, social profiling, and medical histories, all linked to a central database. In the Big Brother cashless society, the national ID card will also serve as a medium to buy and sell, not unlike today's credit and debit cards. Third step, once the ID cards are in place, the Jewish-owned media will start airing stories about the misfortunes of people losing their ID cards, and a matrix of fear will be planted in the minds of billions who might even then be conditioned to accept implants, ID implants, which cannot be lost or stolen. Sadly, most Americans whose intelligence goes no further than mall shopping, big screen sports, beer and sex will submit to the national ID card and maybe someday implants. But for those of us who are on to the Zionist game, the national ID card must be rejected and fought every inch of the way. Frankly, we would rather starve than let an Antichrist one world governance rule our stomachs, our wrists, our foreheads, and even our very minds.